Is it possible for a monastic to look after their parents while still practicing the Vinaya? Or
it's very dodgy. It's very dodgy, very difficult. Ajahn V did. Ajahn Viradamo did. And yeah, it was complicated. I don't think he'd recommend it to everybody. Also, I mean, he had about 30 years as a monk before trying to do it. And that helped. It's like, you know, without a good 25, 30 years of understanding what the practice is about, how to maneuver in the world. But there's, say, like Ajahn Chah, Ajahn Leon, what they did, and have their mothers come and ordain as nuns and live in the monastery. Ajahn Dan's father ordained. Yeah, Ajahn Dan's father ordained and lived at his monastery. That was a coup. So there's different ways that it's accomplished. Also with, say like with Ajahn Jayasaro, I mean, now that he's say well established as a teacher, and people make offerings of how can I help, and he'll tend to go and visit his home, and then he'll bring her out. He's been bringing her out to Thailand. I think last year was probably the last time he figured she can't really travel anymore. Too difficult. The last time she came, she has very serious back problems, a lot of pain. And the last many years, then people who know Ajahn Jayasaro have gone, picked up his mom, traveled with her to bring her to Thailand. It was the last time they stopped in Kuwait or something, and broke up the journey so that she could rest in between. Ajahn Jayasaro went and met her in Kuwait, and they traveled back to Thailand again. There's this picture of Ajahn Jayasaro sent to me him walking down the street in Kuwait, and he's dressed as a Buddhist monk. And then there's these two women in burqas, and you can sort of see. Those ones are the strange ones. And he was obviously the weird one. Somebody got that picture, like somebody who was with him, and got that picture. He loved that picture. Because they waited for him to go past, and they kind of, what the heck? Somebody else caught the picture. So there's different ways of doing it. But I think of other examples.
My friend Uwapa, living with him. Taking care of his mother. Yeah, he had to break an eye by driving her to the hospital and things like that.
Right.
He was in the Burmese tradition.
Yeah.
Difficult.
Yeah, so our vinaya keeps us pretty much grounded in something that's not the world. And that's wonderful. But there's usually kind of alternate ways of actually accomplishing that. It just takes a bit of thinking.